One of the hallmarks of our modern life is that months get honorary names. Plenty of them have to do with music. March is both Music in Our Schools Month and Play the Recorder Month. April is Jazz Appreciation Month, and June is Accordion Awareness Month. Now this September, America celebrates its first Gospel Music Heritage Month.
Glory, hallelujah, on my way. I'm falling in rhyme, but I'm on my way.
Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee co-sponsored the Gospel Music Heritage Month bill. She had some help from Gospel Music Channel founder Charles Humbard. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you, Fry. It's great to be here today.
So, Congresswoman, let me start with you. We just heard a bit of one of my favorites, Mahalia Jackson, one of the great stars of gospel music, and I'm on my way. What does hearing Mahalia, whether this song or other ones, make you feel, if anything?
I'm so glad you utilized Mahalia Jackson because I think it emphasizes that gospel is a creature of the American culture, the American spirit. It creates opportunities for pain and joy, but ultimately you find a refuge. And I'm delighted that the Gospel Music Channel and Charlie Humbard and his extended family found their way to the United States Congress so we could collaborate with, of course, my colleagues, Mary Bono, Senator Blanche Lincoln and Senator Hutchison, all coming from diverse backgrounds, but understanding that gospel is truly an American treasure.
Charlie, part of the point of this month is to really emphasize a bit about gospel as this American treasure. And you have had a career where you went from the Discovery Channel and then founded the Gospel Music Channel. So what was it in your life that made you do that?
Thank you, Fry. It is, you know, at Discovery Channel, I was put in charge of building networks there that was built around passionate fans. And as I created the Gospel Music Channel, it was so obvious to me the passion and the size of the fan base across America, with over 60 million people now buying gospel on a regular basis and so many listeners across the country, that the Gospel Music Channel now has become the fastest growing network because of that the last 2 years. But it was, you know, understanding the fan base, the passion of the fan base, that helped us, you know, really understand how to create a channel for them on cable. And it was so important, I think, that we recognize this art form of America that has infected our culture so much, as well as, you know, it's deeply relevant to so many of your listeners and many other people across America, deeply relevant to their lifestyle.
Well, Congresswoman, there are some people who would say, look, you know, there's so many of these months, and besides, isn't there separation of church and state? And this is just, you know, gospel, isn't that religious music? And doesn't that cross a line? There are any number of issues that people might bring up in conjunction with looking at something like this. Why did you feel like it was something that you really wanted to make happen?
Well, one of the things that I think is very important is how meteoric, how speedy this legislation passed, of course, with the support of the majority leader of the United States Congress, which is a secular body. People were so excited from both sides of the aisle, Republicans and Democrats, about the American aspect of gospel music, so that they didn't hesitate for a moment to think that this was something that we all should celebrate. In fact, our schools, we hope to expand this to the Smithsonian and create curriculums so that people know about this treasure. Bob Dylan, Sam Cooke, Elvis Presley all had their music intertwined into the gospel genre. And so the idea of this commemorative month, and we will, of course, celebrate the first one. We hope the nation will join us. We'll have a big celebration in Houston and in Washington, D.C., but this is a nation's holiday, is to be able to appreciate something that America can claim as part of her wonderful and rich heritage. message, and to say thank you to those who were yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So my message is take this month and dissect gospel music, both in terms of the early spirituals when we sang a cappella, to now the musical tones of a Kirk Franklin and a Marvin Sapp, people who are so diverse. Dissect it as a musical art, view it as art, teach our children about art and music in our schools, and make them better persons. That's what we think this holiday is all about.
You've mentioned some of the many groups that reference gospel, one of them Bob Dylan. We happen to have a little bit of Bob Dylan.
Oh, one.
You may be rich or poor, you may be blind or lame, maybe living in another country under another name, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you are. You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil.
You know, Charlie, let me turn back to you. When people say gospel, I mean, in terms of Kirk Franklin, for example. Kirk Franklin and Mahalia Jackson have certain things in common and certain things that are very different. When it comes to contemporary gospel in particular, what do you think people attracts people to that as opposed to perhaps classic gospel?
You know, Fry, I think that inherent in all of gospel, whether you go back to where you began with Mahalia Jackson or Bob Dylan or some of the newer groups that people are listening to of all ages now, Switchfoot, many of these groups have crossed, you know, many lines into the secular world from traditional gospel roots. I think the one thing they find in the music is there's a certain sound to gospel, just as a pure musical art form. But I think the message of hope that is inherent in all of gospel music, you know, in a world today, I think there's, you know, we could all use a little hope in our lives. And I think people really attach to that and they are drawn to that. I think many people are seeking answers and seeking, you know, what tomorrow may hold. And I think gospel brings that comfort to many people.
Congresswoman, was this a big part of your upbringing in terms of performing? There have been many notable politicians who actually have taken the stage, some of them while they're in office. Did you ever sing as a child, as, you know, someone who, you know, before you were a politician or even now?
Well, let me just say that we have a lot of great talent in the United States Congress, various songwriters. People have been with famous bands. Of course, Mary Bono was married to Sonny Bono. What I can claim is that I enjoyed the gospel songs of my grandmother. Yes, I sang in church. I enjoyed the spirituals. I loved Mahalia Jackson. That was someone that was played in our house quite often. I loved Miriam Anderson, who had a different type of voice and style when she sang music. That's why I think this legislation moved with such speed. I think we have been touted as the fastest moving legislative initiative that we have seen over many, many years. And it was so many people gravitated toward it because each had their own story to tell about their experience with gospel music. We think this is going to be meteoric. We think it's going to take off with celebrations that we hope the National Public Radio will be a part of. And it will bring back stories about Mahalia Jackson and the Mighty Clouds of Joy and James Cleveland. I was just at the gospel workshop in Nashville, Tennessee, something that James Cleveland founded, 6,000-plus people, something he started around gospel music, people telling their story. So I won't sing for you today. I'll let that be a surprise. I don't want your ratings to go up, but I can tell you that the extent of my singing was in my respective family experiences, but I had a good time doing it.
Right. If I may share a story really quickly on
Congresswoman
Lee helped us spearhead this at the Capitol, and I got tapped on the shoulder during the event, and Senator Orrin Hatch walked up and said, "I need your card because I'm going to send you some of my gospel songs."
That's
and many
right.
people may not know that he's a very successful gospel songwriter.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's right.
Definitely, like you said, Congresswoman, a lot of talent actually right there on the Capitol. Well, I want to thank both of you for joining us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank
and this
you
is a month.
So much for the time.
2008.
And go to gospelmusicheritage.com to find out more about it.
Okay, guys.
Right.
Thanks a lot.
This month. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. Bye-bye.
Democratic Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee represents the 18th District of the state of Texas. Charles Humbert founded and heads the Gospel Music Channel. They're two of the minds behind launching Gospel Music Heritage Month, which kicks off this September.